He appeared at first to be a shrub that moved. He was an oasis of rubber plants, ficus trees, heather, and ivy that floated along Strada Nuova, calling out in a voice that carried in all directions, "Hola! Hola! Have you got a house? Have you got somewhere to go?" As he drew closer, I made him out to be a short, solid man with wiry gray hair who loped along half-hidden at the center of a mass of greenery, protruding out of sacks hanging from his shoulders and clutched in both hands. He stopped to talk to a stout woman with short battleship gray hair. "This one costs 80,000 lira," he said, "but I'll give it to you for 20,000. It'll last for years."
"Don't lie to me," the woman said.
The man set his sacks on the ground and emerged from his personal forest. He was barely 5 feet tall and wore a bright red jacket, a yellow shirt, a tie that was far too short, and high-top sneakers.
"It will last," he crowed. "I've known you for a lifetime, sister. Hola! And you love plants, really love 'em. All the better, all the better. The man that marries you will be a lucky one."
"She's already married," a man standing nearby said. The woman handed the plant man 10,000 lira, $5, and took the plant, somewhat dubiously.
"Thank you, sister," he said. "May God let you live to be 100. Give it a little chamomile tea for the vitamins, but no water from the tap unless you filter out the chlorine first. Chlorine is poison."
A teenager coming the other way called out, "Hey, man, you got a house? You got somewhere to go?" The plant man looked at me. "See? They know me. Hey, kid, you've known me all your life, right?"
"Yeah, you're always singing," the boy said.
"See?" he said. "I invented this song when I was at the Zamparini Stadium, where the Venice soccer team plays. I sing it to the losing team.
You got a house?"
It means, "What are you hanging around here for? What's the use? You got a house? You might as well go home." And now all the kids sing it. They've even made it into banners that they wave at the games.
"Yeah, I invented it."
"Where do these plants come from?" I asked.
"We have our own farm half an hour outside Venice, my wife and me. We work it ourselves. It's near Padua. I've been coming to Venice every day for 28 years. Only to Venice, nowhere else, because Venice is the only city I truly have in my heart. Venetians are the best people, kind people, courteous. Monday I did a terrace for a doctor near the Rialto Fish Market. I brought in Veronica. I go to all the parishes and the churches. I do them all, from Sant'Elena to San Giobbe. I'm the only one who does it. I have chickens, too."
He reached deep into one of his sacks and pulled out a chicken. It had been beheaded, gutted, plucked, but it still had feet.
"I just gave one to the pharmacist in Campo San Pantalone, and I now have to deliver this one to Luigi Candiani, the notary."
"Will it still be fresh by the time you get it there?" I asked.
"Fresh? Oh la, yes, my good man, it will be fresh. It won't smell. This is not commercial stuff. We raise these chickens on grains, grass, and vegetables all from our fields. You can eat it now, or in 2 days, or if you put it in the freezer, 3 months. Hey, brother," he called to an old man walking past, "you got a house?"
"Nah, I don't have a house," the man said with a smile.
"You want to buy a live chicken?"
"Nah."
"You want half a live chicken? No? Well, it was worth asking."
Then, turning back to me, "And you? You want anything?" I pointed to a small pot of heather.
"Perfect choice," he said. "It sprouts nice pink flowers, and when you get tired of watering it, you can just let it dry out. That way, you'll have it forever."
He patted my shoulder. "My name is Adriano Delon. I come to Venice every day except Sunday. That's when I go ballroom dancing with my wife. It's on television. You can see us on Channel 9. We waltz, we tango, and we samba."
Adriano raised his arms in the air and swiveled his hips. "Hola! Ballroom dancing will never go out of style. Well, I better go and deliver Candiani's chicken."
With that, Adriano Delon hoisted his sacks into position. Then, once again surrounded by his portable thicket and singing at the top of his lungs, he set off down Strada Nuova, this time with a sweeping stride that, to my inexpert eyes, resembled something between a waltz and a tango.